Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Of course, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Baugh with you. We're inside the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios, 1218 here on a Monday. Schaaf verse all still to come. So, you guys pumped for tonight? Yeah, you are. You pumped? Come on now. Let me hear it. You guys pumped for tonight?
Yes.
No. Not the CW. Not the championship series going on at TD Ameritrade Park.
An actual episode of The Bachelorette.
And we got, no, not the actual episode of The Bachelorette. Oh, so tell me, you guys have no idea what I'm talking about? Because I'm sure a lot of you go, Nick, what are you talking about? Yeah, the NBA award show is tonight. All right, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you had no idea. And you know what? We got two cats in here, George and your boys, Nicholas Allen Baugh. We're both NBA heads. I was like, oh yeah, NBA awards. Let's be honest about this NBA award show. So silly. And you know what it is? It's just an attempt to grab another week in the sports calendar. That's all it is. But to me, in attempting to grab another week of the sports calendar, the awards themselves suffer. And the winners tonight suffer. And the awards lose their impact. They do. Because again, you know what? A lot of these are regular season awards. Regular season feels like it was an eternity ago, doesn't it? Tell you right now, Giannis is likely going to be handed the MVP trophy tonight. It's a big freaking deal, dude. The MVP of the NBA.
Yep.
He hasn't played in a game since May 25th. It's been a month. Lou Williams would be my vote for sixth man of the year. Dude hasn't played in a game since April 26th. Luka Doncic. Luka! Will likely win Rookie of the Year. He was amazing this year. He hasn't played in a game since April 10th. Bro, it's June 24th. Luka hadn't played in a game since April 10th. You know, it's April 10th. Nebraska's spring game hadn't occurred. The NCAA Tournament National Championship game had just wrapped up. And again, that's the date of when all this stuff, like these are all awards that are about when that was happening. Point is, all this time has elapsed to hand out these regular season awards, and they lose some of their impact. They do. And I think it's a shame. I really do. I mean, Giannis is an unbelievable story. Unbelievable story. The guy's going to win the MVP tonight. This should be a huge story. And it's not really going to be a big story. Because it feels like everything's just so after the fact. And I think it's a shame. And because to me, it's not that hard. I hate it when things are self-inflicted with certain things like this. Like, it's not that hard when the season ends. On a Wednesday, this year it was April 10th, and when the playoffs begin, which was that weekend, it's not that hard to have people vote on All-NBA, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, all that stuff, and then hand them out ASAP, announce them and hand them out. That way they still have some impact because things are fresh. Because let's be honest, right now, Giannis winning the MVP is well-deserved, but doesn't it feel kind of like, eh, because we just watched Kawhi Leonard put on one hell of a dazzling performance and carry Toronto to their first ever title?
Agreed 100%.
You know what I mean? Doesn't it kind of feel like...
Made you forget about Giannis.
Made you kind of, you know, easy. Well, we all know who the real MVP is, right? It was like when, you know, Russell Westbrook won the MVP and his team won one game in the playoffs and he was bounced in the first round, you know? You're like, that's the MVP. Just, it's not that hard for everyone to vote. Calculate the votes. I mean, if we can all vote on the freaking president of the United States coast to coast and tabulate those in one night, I think we can vote. We can figure out who the freaking MVP of the NBA is in one night. Not that hard. And that way, they still have some they still have some impact. But what leagues now do, what I think what a lot of professional sports leagues do, the NFL, NBA, all this stuff, they look at things in terms of, okay, how can I own more of the sports calendar? It's like Roger Goodell and Adam Silver, they sit up there and they're looking at just months. They're looking at 12 months and they're looking at it and they're like, how can I own more? So the NBA was probably thinking, okay, all right, so we got the playoffs and the finals will wrap up, you know, mid, early June. Then let's own some more weeks by having the draft then right there, okay? And then to avoid a week off of nothing before free agency starts July 1st, what can we do? What can we do? What if we, let's put an award show. Yeah. Let's put an award show after the draft in between free agency. That way we'll own another week of the calendar. And then summer league can hit after that. That way they can eat up another. They're going to try and own the sports calendar again this week before they own the sports calendar next week with free agency. And I guess just to me, it's all a big attempt to own real estate in the sports calendar. And I get that. But man, is that more important than the impact of handing out your league's MVP award? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. That's just me. So, this all just doesn't sit well with me. It's just so silly. I mean, Giannis winning the MVP is an incredible story. And you know what? It's going to be kind of like, tonight. It's not that hard to tabulate the votes, hand it out right away.
So I know LeBron didn't show up last year, and he was one of the MVP candidates. Do you think he's showing up this year?
Man. I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I wonder if even these NBA guys, it's just, I wonder if they even really want to go, if how wild they are about this.
Exactly, because some might be on vacation.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, I just don't think, I think handing out the NBA MVP like during the playoffs is actually kind of cool.
I think in order to make it, in my head, to make it make sense, they can have a whole bunch of fan voting stuff for the award show. You can invite people to it if you want to, but I think MVP, I think Rookie of the Year, and I think Coach of the Year all right. Should be given away right away. You can save the sixth man if you want to. I'm cool with that. But I think those three awards should be given away within the first 2 weeks.
Especially when it's like, I mean, these are regular season awards.
Exactly.
Don't let the postseason play out to spoil any of your thoughts on what we're assessing here. Because again, right now, if everyone was given the opportunity to re-vote, who are you voting for MVP this year?
Kawhi.
Who's the MVP? Who at the end of the day, if I said, who is the MVP of the National Basketball Association? This in the 2018-2019 season.
Yeah, Mr. Leonard's.
You would say Mr. Kawhi Leonard, right?
Yep. And you know what? Who also would garner some votes? KD.
KD could garner some votes. I mean, it just, and so I just think it's a shame that you're losing some of its impact for a guy like Giannis. 402-951-1620. Vers, 1 hour from now. Coming up next, though, Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. We'll talk to Schaefer, get a little recruiting, talk a little Nebraska football with him. Schaefer joins us after the break.